I just want to ask you a simple question today, something I trust will challenge your heart as it challenges my heart as I ask this question to myself. The question, quite simply, is this: if every Christian was like you, what type of church would it really be? If every Christian was like you, what type of society would we be living in? If every Christian was like you, how would that impact the world around us for the gospel and for Jesus Christ? In 1 Corinthians chapter 11, the Apostle Paul lays out the order and structure for officiating at the Lord's table. And having done that, he says in 1 Corinthians 11 and verse number 28, regarding those who sit at the Lord's table, and that's a Bible commandment, this do in remembrance of me, he challenges the people in the church of Corinth to examine themselves. He says, let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. And the first little phrase in that verse of scripture doesn't just apply to the Lord's table, but it's something we can use to apply to your lives day by day in our daily living. Let a man examine himself. Let a man examine himself. I want you to take those words to heart today, because in Northern Ireland culture, and maybe it's the same everywhere else in the world, we're very good at examining the lives of others. We're very good at pointing the finger at other people. We're very good at judging others. We're very good at pointing out the faults, the shortcomings, the infirmities and the sins in the lives of other people. But we're just not as quick to examine ourselves. You know, not all that long ago, somebody was speaking to me and they were pointing at all the woes and all the faults and all the failings of the professing church and pouring out all their complaints and so on and so forth. And that question came to mind a little bit after. If every Christian was like you, what type of world, what type of church, what type of society would we be living in? You know, a man on a galloping horse can point out the faults and failings of the church, because there's no perfect church. And I hold up my hands and concede that. There's no perfect Christian either. But the sad reality is that so often the people who find fault and point the finger at others, they so easily miss the faults and failings in their own lives. It's like the parable that the Lord Jesus Christ told about the man that had a beam in his eye, a beam, a plank of wood in his eye, and yet he was able to point at his brother and say, "You've got a little mote, a little speck in your eye. Let me remove it for you." But all the while he didn't remove the beam from his own eye. And the Lord was speaking, yes, to all of us, but I think he was hinting there at the Pharisees of the day that he lived in, that were so quick to point out the faults, the failings, the shortcomings of others and very small issues, and yet themselves neglected the weightier matters of the law. Later on he challenged them and says, "Ye strain at a gnat and swallow a camel." It's the same thing. You swallow a camel, but you strain at a gnat. You strain at the smallest little things, pointing out the faults in others, and yet you yourselves swallow the camel. If every Christian was like you, what type of church, what type of world would it be? If every Christian was like you, would there be a morning service? If every Christian was like you, would there be an evening service? If every Christian was like you, would anybody sit at the Lord's table? If every Christian was like you, would it be possible to have a public prayer meeting? If every Christian was like you, would there be a children's work in your church? If every Christian was like you, would there be a Sunday school in your church? If every Christian was like you, would there be a youth fellowship in your church? If every Christian was like you, would there be an early morning prayer meeting in the church? If every Christian was like you, would there be a Bible study in your church? If every Christian was like you, would there be any outreach done? Would there be any gospel tracts given out? If every Christian was like you, would there be any income in the church? If every Christian was like you, would missionaries be supported? Would the furtherance of the gospel be supported financially and prayerfully and practically? If every Christian was like you, what type of world would it be? And I'm thinking about this individual who was pointing out all the faults and failings of the church. And if every Christian was like that individual, there would be no morning service, there would be no evening service, there would be no Sunday school, there would be no children's meetings, there would be no youth meetings, There'd be no senior citizens meetings. There'd be no prayer meetings. There'd be no Lord's table. There would be no outreach done. There would be no prayer. Nobody would be reached with the gospel. And in fact, there would be no visible representation of Jesus Christ upon the face of the earth at all. It's easy to point out the faults and failings in others, but there's a new breed of Christianity today that is so quick to point out wrongdoings and faults and inconsistencies and things they don't agree with, straining at the gnat and yet swallowing the camel. Not worshipping publicly, never attending a prayer meeting, never sitting at the Lord's table, never sharing the gospel, never giving out a word of encouragement, never reaching the lost, never reaching the rising generation for Christ, never supporting the work of God in any way, shape or form, never supporting those who are in the front line of the battle. If every Christian was like you, what type of church would it be? Some of these people that are running about, they're so critical. If every Christian was like them, there would be no New Testament because there would have been no churches for Paul to write his letters to. There would be no revival on the day of Pentecost because there would have been nobody to pray. There would have been no conversions in Acts chapter 2 because there's nobody to share the gospel. There would be no churches planted, no souls saved, nobody reached for the lost. If every Christian was like certain professing Christians in our day and generation. You might know that maybe this has been heart-searching. I know maybe it's been hard-hitting. I don't want to come across as being bitter or critical. But friends, let us examine ourselves. Let's endeavour to be the very best that we can be. And if we're walking with God in obedience to him, and if we've a clear-cut testimony, and we're doing the things that we ought to do and not forsaking the things that the Lord would have us to do, then perhaps we can get alongside somebody else and show them and point them in the right direction. But let's not be blind leaders of the blind. Let's endeavour to examine ourselves. Let's endeavour to be the very best that we can be in 2022 for the Saviour. Let's obey his commandments. Let's keep his precepts. Let's walk with God. And let's do the things that he wants us to do. For to obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken than the fat of rams. And the Saviour said, if you love me, keep my commandments. May God bless you, and hopefully we will see you again very soon. Bye-bye.